My name is Danielle LaRocca-Rina, and it's wonderful to have my colleagues, Valerie Obapari, Robert Sowen, Brutus Stapleton, Arnold Strauss, Craig Fennermeyer, Christine Gleason, Renee Jenkins-Wurid, Wesley Milliken, and Jennifer Beeman, just really, and Carrie Henry for staff support. So we are going to be discussing, really looking at what qualifies, what maybe the efforts that we make ahead of time in recruiting or in retaining a business administrator and what qualities we might look at. And I comment, I'll start with this, and obviously want to draw from the experience and experiences of my colleagues, from a wonderful experience that I had when I was chair, in that I was in a new community. I had been in a particular community where I was very comfortable with the community setting, but I found that I was in a different community with a different demographic and population. So that one of the things, and you might not think of this in a business administrator, is that I was looking for a complement of someone who had very strong fiscal skills, okay, financial skills, but one who was attuned to the needs of that particular community. And I'll tell you what it was. It was, in particular, new immigrant Chinese community. And I found such a person. And so I will throw out that question to you. What qualities do you look for in a business administrator? And maybe I'll start with Bob. And this is totally random on my part. I'll start with Bob and Chris to share their experiences.
So, yeah, I agree with you that the ideal administrator can balance out your skills and strengths. I find that one of the, maybe this is a negative perspective, but I always wanted to make sure that the business administrator understood the competing priorities of the department and that he or she was fluent in all those different priorities. You know, in other words, it's not just financial, but, you know, quality of care and meeting clinical demands. And so sometimes that's a function of their individual's different background. Sometimes it's a function of by whom they're employed. In other words, if they're assigned to you or employed by the hospital, for example, their perspectives might be different than if it's someone who you've hired within the department or within the School of Medicine. So it's imperative that someone who is employed by one of the entities in the enterprise understands the perspectives of all the other competing priorities. And such individuals are not always readily available. It's a real different skill set to be able to understand all those competing priorities.
Chris, do you want to weigh in on that?
Yeah, I really was intrigued, Danielle, when you said too how you had identified, a gap in your own understanding of what was going to be needed from your administrator and for you as a department chair, something in the community that you didn't really understand or have. And I think that probably it made me think that I went through a lot of business administrators in my time as a division chief in neonatology and in different institutions. And the working relationships, the partnerships that were most effective, including all of the things that, you mentioned, Danielle, and Bob, you said too about skill sets that were needed that I didn't have and that I benefited from. The ones that were most successful is when somehow that sense of mission and a support for who we were and what we were doing and the community we served and the challenges we had at both the university level, the hospital, in the community, philanthropy. And I really, after all of the people I had two division administrators who were just became so passionate about the mission that we have in the community we serve, both academically and the patient community and the families. And I don't have a good answer for how to find that out. Or like Bob had said, I didn't choose. Well, towards the end, maybe I chose, a couple of finalist candidates that came my way, but they were just sort of handed to me. But the ones that worked out well were when we recognized, in some cases, early on move others along who did not share that mission or had other skill strengths that I didn't need. But when we came to a shared mission and a shared culture within the division, that was most effective.
Great. Maybe I can ask other members of the panel to talk about how you maximize the potential. Obviously, individuals either that we recruit or that we inherit come with their particular talents. And we all have our areas where we might strengthen. How do you go about maximizing the potential? And Bruder and Renee, I know you've had lots of learned lessons through this, if you could jump in.
Well, over the years as chair, I had several business administration. I actually went for almost a year without one, and it was the worst year of my life, I think. One of the qualities that hasn't been mentioned, I think, is finding someone who has the ability to relate to the various entities that we work in, the university, the hospital, the other administrators, I think is extremely important in addition. And the mission really plays into what you're asking. I think that one of the things that my last administrator was just like an incredible partner. And we considered it a partnership. And I really valued learning from her and her from me. But she, it happened to be a she, and she was passionate about both the mission. She had been in the Peace Corps. And one of the things that I found to not only through respect and allowing autonomy and not micromanaging, was allowing the administrator to pursue some of her own, in this case, projects. She got really engaged in the global health area and actually helped create a center in the global health department with our department. And then she was also very active in the AAAP organization. She had, you know, and I encourage that to have peers and to be active. And so we had a great relationship, and it was very beneficial to me and rewarding for me to see their success. How about you, Renee?
I was really smiling thinking of the business administrators that I've had and how some of them really worked and some of them really didn't. And for the one that worked, I still am in touch with that person. Like four of us who were part of our inner circle, we still communicate. So that was very positive. But I think what you all have really said about the mission commitment, I had a business administrator who was able to do, as you mentioned, Bruder, her own project around holiday time and all that. And, you know, not having to make that case with them, but have them do it on their own, I think was a really good experience. The difficulty is knowing when you hire them that you're getting all this, okay? And I guess you really depend on talking with a person who hired them prior to you. But I think also you have to have some sort of assessment process going on where you really identify what those positive characteristics are, or you become aware of the ones that aren't working. I just think it's a real constant sort of assessment and reassessment that you do. But I think I had to fire one person, and that had to do with people who were managing the budget in, I don't want to say they were stealing, but they were not following the guidelines in budget. And so you have to have the ability when things aren't working to identify it early, because something that doesn't go well could mean a lot to the department and the school. So I had them all. I think, you know, having somebody who really has good relationships with others in the level that he's working in and who's respected. And he was very strongly respected. So I think those are the kind of characteristics you really want in a business administrator.
Thank you, Renee. And I'm going to jump to Valerie, Arnie, and Craig, because it's one thing that occurs to me that maybe you might comment on if you've had this experience is one commenting on formal training, additional training when you have a business administrator and thinking, we talked about partnership of advancing their own career. And the other is, since we're all academicians here, is to the extent that they participate, for example, in publications and scholarly work of the department or the division. Can you comment on that? And Valerie, maybe you could start us off.
I really appreciate that question, Danielle. And I've really enjoyed this conversation so far because there have been a lot of points that resonate so strongly with me about partnership, people knowing the mission, helping individuals to understand all aspects of the department. But I think one of the most important things that I found with the three significant administrators that directly worked with me beyond the division administrators and the divisions is that I wanted to really know what their career goals were. I really wanted to know, just like you want to know with a junior faculty member or a mid-career faculty member, you know, what do you want in the next 10 years of your life? You know, where would you like to see your career go? And I got such great joy out of learning that from my administrators over their careers, to the point that they actually reached heights that they had never really dreamed of that they were going to reach by starting out as being, you know, first a division administrator, then my administrator, and then going on to very significant leadership roles nationally. It was really hard to have them go because they were just like a partner, like your division chiefs are in every sense of the word. But there was such great joy for me personally, knowing that through that relationship, we were able to help support each other, but nurture each of these individuals' long-term career goals. And I think that to me is, I think, what leaders are supposed to do. It's not just about your faculty. It's not just about your the medical students, the residents, the fellows. It's about every single person that's part of your team, that you really go out of your way to build that kind of partnership, that you're all committed to the mission, the broad missions, whatever they are, whatever skill sets are needed, and also you're committed to each other at a personal level. So that's what I would add.
Agree completely with what Valerie has said and others. It has to be a partnership and almost an equal partnership, really, because the group of people that report to your business administrator, for example, have to be people that share the commitment. The second point I would make is, and it hasn't been talked about too much, is research and education. They must understand that the clinical revenue financial situation is not the only thing that matters, and in fact, must support the other two missions, and always will have to support the other two missions in terms of dollars. But commitment to research and education is really important for the administrator as well, and hopefully reflects you as the department chair or the division director feelings about that as well. So understanding the mission, yes, but the broad mission, and absolutely being committed to the non-revenue generating aspects of the mission.
Craig, I see you shaking your head yes, so close it off for us.
Yeah, it's really, really important to, when hiring a business administrator, to make sure that you evaluate their ability to work with others. Because I've never seen a business administrator fail because they didn't understand enough finances. I mean, the type of finance that we're looking for is not nuclear physics. I mean, they're going to understand the finances, but what they're going to fail in, and what I've seen them fail in many times, is understanding how to work with other finance people who are not directly related to the same thing that they're working on. Bruder pointed out working with the hospital administrators, the health system administrators. I mean, that's where people oftentimes have problems, and in working with the faculty. So I think when you're hiring a business administrator, it's very helpful to understand the types of working relationships they've had with people outside their own specific discipline in their previous jobs. That's a good way to determine future success. I think it's also important to include them in the leadership meetings of the department. I've oftentimes seen finance people who were expected to continue to develop their understanding of the mission when I don't know that they really got the opportunity to participate in developing the vision for that mission. And I think it's really important to include finance people into those type of meetings where they become more well-rounded. And I think in terms of, it's very important, as Valerie pointed out, to make sure that you give them opportunities for professional development. And it's important to have an ongoing conversation with them that can start during the interview process, but needs to occur throughout their tenure in your organization, understanding how they're developing and what you can do to help them develop their professional skills for that next step. Because oftentimes that's something I think that's overlooked.
I just wanted to add one thing because it occurred to me in thinking about mission and people person and so forth, that faculty recruits to divisions, for department chair positions, almost always, if not 100% of the time, have the division or department business administrator on their itinerary. And part of they go out to lunch, or they participate in a group meeting, or sometimes just by themselves, not just to learn about the finances, but in a way they're ambassadors too for your department, for your division, and so forth. So I just think it's important to think about the relationship, as you had mentioned, Craig, too, and having them be part of, division, department, school of medicine meetings, so they understand the big picture, because they're going to be, you don't want them to say, well, here's the dirty laundry, here's really the way things work, and so forth. So I think for recruitment, the business administrator and being clear partner and knowing what the challenges are and so forth is really important in that process.
I really wanted, from a recruiting executive perspective, I've worked with lots of business administrators and chairs and chiefs. I think the thing that stands out to me, and we were sponsors of the AAAP for many, many years, and I think people underestimate the EQ level of a good business administrator in pediatrics, in that, when you go to a College of Medicine meeting, it's kind of you against all the other department chairs that are all adults, and when you think about the missions of the Children's Hospital, the College of Medicine, the practice plan, the department, all part of a bigger mission, but can be very different. I've just noticed the EQ part of that. Probably a great interview question for a business administrator is, tell me about your successes in working with faculty, because oftentimes when you're not around, faculty are coming to your business administrator, and they really need to be at the level, not to just talk about comp or unproductive faculty members, things of that nature. I think they become as big a part of the career development and the culture of your program as you are. To me, that has really, stood out as to those that go on to great success or those that move on. If their only value to you is accounting and finance, they probably aren't going to be a long-term player with your program.
Bob, I saw your hand was up. Did you want to add something?
I think Wesley pretty much covered it. Faculty are often in the realm of finance. They're uneasy. And so these business administrators have to be able to have sometimes difficult conversations about a topic that is foreign to some clinical leaders. So I agree with Wesley, having those people skills is just an imperative ingredient to success.
So I want to thank us for this conversation. I really enjoyed it, as well as Valerie is saying, great joy in listening to this, and really great joy in those relationships, which are often very long-term. And the themes that I heard were certainly respectful relationships, okay, that we are all a part of a larger team that has a focus on a mission and dedication to that mission. And a stance of partnership is even though we probably operate in a hierarchical system, but a stance of real partnership and being both looking inward in terms of those relationships. And then, of course, I started off by saying how important it was to me to be very responsive to the external community, that those are really important talents. So thank you for sharing that. And I hope we continue this conversation and continue to learn from each other.